Now we're joined by Mexico head coach Steve Hegg. And coach, you get a big victory, 40-6 over Wright City. What went your team's direction on offense? Obviously, you performed well, scoring 40 points.
Well, I think we did quite a bit well offensively. We came out, really, the first drive was really one of the only negative things all night. We ran 15 plays, but we weren't able to put it into the end zone. But we came back in our second drive, and we were able to get a 13-yard touchdown by Isaiah Ream. And then on our next drive, we were able to get a 1-yard touchdown by Dante Phillips. And then on our third drive, we just kind of ran out of a little time at half, and we tried a field goal and missed it. We go into half 14-0, and our defense, you know, our offense played well, but in the first half, our defense especially, you know, Wright City only ran 12 plays in the whole first half. And, you know, when you can, run 30 plays to their 12, that's a good sign. And we were going to get the ball at halftime, and we came out after half. We were able to move the ball again, and we got a 1-yard touchdown by Dante Phillips. We did a squib kick, and they mishandled it. We were able to recover it. And then we got an 18-yard touchdown by our running back, Michael White, to make it 27-0. Our next possession, Dante Phillips ran it in again from 2 yards out to make it 33-0. And then Michael White scored our last touchdown from 16 yards out to make it 40-0. And, you know, in the second half, they only really had one drive. Well, they had another drive, but we were able to get an interception by Michael White into that drive. And then they had about a 60-yard drive late in the game. We were able to score and get an onside kick, but we were able to shut them down. They tried a fourth down pass, and we shut that down. So I got the ball back and took a knee. And, you know, just an overall good win. Both sides of the ball played well. At times made mistakes, but they weren't the mistakes that we couldn't overcome. We got after it, and I thought we played just really well, especially being on the sloppy field. And but our guys were excited to go play, and they did a good job.
Who are some of the kids that led the way on defense to allow just 6 points tonight?
Oh, defensively, you know, up front, you know, is where a lot of it starts. You know, Maverick Stadler and Tristan Dunlap, Jacob Bradley. But, you know, we mixed some other kids in there and been mixing around our defensive looks a little bit. And, Ty Prince, our quarterback, also does a great job at safety. Michael White, he's an all-conference kid, plays both sides of the ball, has their safety. And Isaiah Reeves, another one, our running back, and then plays corner, does a good job over there. So, you know, all the guys just, you know, they're in the right spots tonight, and we did a good job of preparing them for what we would see. We had one breakdown, which was the touchdown. But other than that, we're just really happy with how they played.
Well, I know your coaching staff, your team, everyone's got to be excited because playoff wins aren't easy to come by. And you'll travel, it looks like you'll travel to St. Charles West next week and match up with them.
Yeah, we always play for bonus football. That's what we call it. You know, you're playing to move on, and as I tell them, it's never easy. And so this next week, you know, we're playing the number one seed, St. Charles West. But I feel that, you know, we've played some good teams this year, and I like our team if we're doing things right, like we did tonight. And if we can play mistake-free and be in the right spot, I think we'll give St. Charles West a heck of a game.
That was Steve Hegg, Mexico head football coach.